And Landon, at Media Day, you talked about last year being so close to after the Villanova game and you having one more shot. Here you are, number one seed, with the path that kind of goes to Tulsa, Kansas City, and then, I mean, you're so close. So are you looking forward to this?
I am, yeah. I mean, after last year, all that I could think of was getting back to that spot and having another opportunity. And up until this point, we put ourselves pretty much in the best position that we can to do that. Now we just got to go out there and make it happen. But looking at everything, this is exactly, you know, where we want to be.
Feel different for you today? I mean, you've been through so many of these. You've been one seed before, but senior year, add anything different for you?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, just you look at it and you know what to expect a little bit more now, and you know just how focused you have to be at it, you know, for each game. And so it was exciting for me, and I'm definitely looking forward to getting back out there.
You know how well KU fans travel. Are you expecting big contingents in Tulsa, and then if you make it to Kansas City?
Definitely. You know, hopefully we got a lot of Kansas fans out in Tulsa, you know, cheering us on. And then the biggest thing about getting the seed that we got is being able to play in Kansas City. So, you know, our fans are great, especially helping us when we're going on runs or maybe coming back in the game. And so we're all looking forward to playing in front of them in Tulsa and seeing them out there.
You, obviously, every player, every coach will say we're just focusing on the first game and everything. But did you guys as a group allow yourself to look ahead and who you might playing, just to have fun with it, or what?
When the brackets are first released, you look at everybody, you look at what the path would be, because you envision yourself and expect yourself to make it all the way. But I would say as soon as practice comes tomorrow, maybe even a little earlier than that, you start focusing on that first game and that first weekend. And, you know, that's a lot on the guys who have been there before and a lot on the older guys to make sure that we bring along everyone with us and we're all just as focused. But you give yourself a little time to look at everything and then you quickly go back to focusing on game one.
What was the last couple of days like for you guys?
I think it was really frustrating at first. Obviously, we wanted to be out there playing, you know, especially guys, you know, who won't be here next year. You know, you got a limited amount of games, and we had a goal we wanted to accomplish, and we didn't do that. But then I think quickly, as soon as we got into practice, it turned to focusing on our next goal and knowing that we could use this time to get better, get healthier, get rested, and get focused for the ultimate goal. So, you know, we try to spin it as much into a positive as possible and move forward after that.
Landon, you've been through a few of these, obviously. How much does it change up your practice routine, not knowing who you're going to play in that first round?
It does a little bit, but our coaches do a good job at least making sure that we're pretty well informed on both teams. And then as soon as we do find out, we'll put a little bit more focus into that team. We'll probably treat it the same way we would for the second game of a weekend, because we don't really know until, you know, that the night before, pretty much, or the day before, who we're going to play, and then we'll just prepare for that specific team after that. So, you know, we just got to go and make sure that we're on top of our game, and the rest will kind of handle itself.
You talked about knowing what it takes and the focus that it takes and requires and all that stuff, so pretty confident that throughout the roster you guys are aware of that? I mean, you've got some young guys too.
I'm very confident because I feel like the guys who are looked upon, like myself and Frank and Devontae and all the guys who have been through this before, we understand just how important it is to get everybody on board. And we're not accepting anything short of, you know, that focus and you know, laser sharp attention that is needed for each and every game. So I'm confident in the whole team being focused and ready to go. And a lot of that comes on, you know, the older guys who have been through it, but we'll get them ready.
Is it a motivation situation that Iowa State is in the same regional and Oklahoma State, and you can play them?
Yeah, I mean, that would be fun. Like I said earlier, it's cool to look at everybody in your bracket and see who you could potentially play. But we know in order to play any of those guys, we got to make it out of weekend one, and we got some tough matchups. And so we know just how important it is to focus on this first weekend.
Last year you played UConn in the second round. This year it's Michigan State, a similar team, you know, a former national champion, big-time coach, all that stuff. Is that just the way the game's going? Does that seem weird to you, or you welcome that challenge?
I think we welcome it. I think it's good for us because, in that 8-9 game, to have two teams that have such a big name and, great history to them, it's good for us. I think last year it helped us, go out there motivated, ready to go. You could tell in that first half, I was watching the game not too long ago, and we were out there juiced up, ready to go, getting stops. And we should be either way, but it doesn't hurt at all when you got a big name team you're lining up across. And so we welcome it, and we're definitely looking forward to that matchup.
Coach wasn't all that pleased with the defensive end of the floor in your last game and said he had to shore things up. What would it take, I guess, to shore things up in a long tournament at that end? What are the keys to that defensively?
Well, we've been working on that a lot in practice, and really it's just making sure that everybody's on the same page with things. We're communicating well. We're in the right position. Just small basic stuff that you can fix and practice and work on. And then the last thing would be that you pay attention to scouting report and understand that. And that's important moving forward, because we might not have seen too many games of the teams that we're playing. So it's important to know, their personnel, what they like to do, because that could be a big factor in these upcoming games.
Do you know anything about those two teams, NC Central, UC Davis?
Just got a brief packet on them, and we'll learn a lot more moving forward and tomorrow. But they're good teams. They made the tournament. It's going to be, fun for us, I think, just to get out there and play again coming off of this last, game. So we're looking forward to whichever team it is that we end up playing and learning about them. We'll take it as seriously as you can, and I'll make sure that we do and go into the game juiced up and ready to go.
What do you think of Villanova being the number one overall and Kansas two?
I don't really know what the big difference is. I am happy that we got in the Midwest region that we were looking for. Other than that, I haven't paid too much attention to that other stuff or the importance of it. But yeah, that's about it.
Is there any additional incentive to get back to Kansas City just because of what happened there this past week?
I mean, there's already enough incentive to, progress forward in the tournament and not lose. But if it adds anything, we know that getting past this first weekend and being able to play in front of our fans for a chance to go to the Final Four is huge. That's what we played all regular season trying to set ourselves up for. And now we know that we're a weekend and two good games away from making that happen. So it definitely is fun for us to, have that option, and it'd be cool for us to get back there.
Is that a reminder that Kansas City offers no guarantees?
Oh, this last game? I'd say so, but it can't hurt at all. It can only help us. I think wherever we played, I'd be confident in our team against anybody. We've gone into hostile environments and won. So all it would do is just, help us out and benefit us, if anything.
You said you rewatched the UConn game recently. How did that come about? What motivated you to do that?
I just recently was watching not only our games, but I try to go back and find as many games from like the 08 team and some of the past teams, and not to compare 100%, but just to kind of see how they went about things, just kind of get a vibe for, what made them so good. And it's fun, because I picture us doing the same things they were able to do. And so you know, it's cool to watch those games and really kind of see what made them so good.
What did you discover about winning?
They were a tough team. You know, if they were ever down in games, they quickly, you know, got it turned around. When they went on a run, their defense was unbelievable. They were flying around. They were all on the same page. I've seen flashes of some of this stuff that they've done from us, but the flashes are a couple minutes long, and I felt like they did a good job extending those. And, you know, I watched a couple of their tournament games, and everybody was ready to go. I didn't really see anybody who would come in off the bench or start the game who wasn't prepared for that matchup. And so that's how we have to be, because if one or two people aren't on board, then we're not going to be able to advance.
Do you think it helped the team getting a few extra days of rest in retrospect?
Yeah, like I said, I think we all would have rather been playing, but looking at it, it definitely helped in another way because we were able to rest. I know that next day, you know, I woke up and my body was pretty sore and I was watching the guys play on TV and I was like, okay, well, you know, at least I do get to rest. And I think the fact that we ended up getting the seed in the place that we wanted originally kind of helps us with that and feel a little bit better about things. But the rest definitely helped, and also the extra practice time. I mean, we got to these last couple of days get better, and that's always a good thing.
Anything else for Landon? Thank you, Landon.
Thank you, guys.